Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. The headlines. TIZ demands action over voter registration scandal. Governance and human rights activists calls for the respect of rule of law. And international headlines. Sudan accuses United Arab Emirates of being part of the fight of the rapid support forces. And in sports, COSAFA Women's Champions League draws settled. And now the news in detail. Kanchiri, a member of parliament and advocate for equity in health and development, Sandy Chanda, has commended the Ministry of Health and the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, for the commissioning of 7 CT scan machines and 1 MRI machine across several public hospitals in Zambia. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Sandesh Lufia Chanda says the commissioning is a commendable step towards realizing universal health coverage and strengthening public health system. Mr. Chanda says the deployment of this high-tech diagnostic equipment at Arthur Davison Children's Hospital, Ndola Teaching Hospital, Kitwe Teaching Hospital, Livingstone Teaching Hospital, Levi Monawasa Teaching Hospital, University Teaching Hospital, Adult and Solwezi General Hospital reflects a renewed commitment to improving access to quality health care for all Zambians.
To truly guarantee health equity, Zambia must extend this investment to all the 10 provinces, including rural and hard-to-reach areas. Health is apolitical. It transcends partisanship, geography, and status. Disease knows no border. Whether someone lives in Lusaka, Kanchiria, Shangombo, or Chama, they deserve access to modern, reliable, and affordable health services. I therefore call for increased investment in health equipment and infrastructure across all districts under the 2025-2026 national budget. Number 2, prioritizing of rural and remote areas to end long-distance referrals. Number 3, continued support.
Zambia's public debt to gross domestic product ratio is projected to decline to approximately 91.1% by December 2025, marking the first time over 7 years that the ratio falls below the 100% threshold, with a continued downward trajectory, with the debt ratio expected to reach 69.4% by the year 2027. Speaking in a statement, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Msokotwani, has reaffirmed the government's commitment to Zambia's ongoing economic reform program. Dr. Msokotwani says a declining debt to GDP ratio is a critical indicator of macroeconomic stability that suggests that the country's economy is growing faster than its debt obligations, thereby reducing the risk of debt distress. The minister further says lower public debt levels free up fiscal space, allowing the government to increase investments in infrastructure, health, education and social protection, rather than allocating a large share of revenues to debt servicing. Governance and human rights activist Noel Chisebe has urged calm and restraint from all parties involved in the court ruling of the former Republican President Edgar Chagwalungu as the country waits for the ruling from the South African High Court regarding the burial arrangements. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Chisebe has advised the family of the former president to abide by the court's decision for legacy of the former president to be remembered for generations to come, and that it's essential to respect the rule of law. Mr. Chisebe has as well urged the government to respect the court's ruling and avoid any actions that may be perceived as undermining the judiciary. Now, three NGOs have launched community trainings to build climate-resilient communities in Lufonyama District on the Copperbelt Province, funded by Earthworks and Environmental Defenders. The project, implemented by CEJ, Futurepreneur Zambia and Care for Nature, aims to raise awareness, gather evidence, as well as advocate for environmental justice in pollution-affected communities along the Kafue and Lufuo rivers. Center for Environment Justice, CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalomwape, has urged women in Lufonyama's Mukumbo, Kapata and Kankonde areas to take advantage of the project, as it is a tool for women empowerment.
Vanamayo mwaliwa abantu abakankala sana besamba lya chalo kabili na mumayanda taito fine so nombali monda mono kwebati abengi vanamayo bali ba tibalerolela se bashitata pakabalete efintu ifilifyonse icho ndela ndapo chakwebati I project tulefwaya tubyaba kusumpula vanamayo na baba kwate ko responsibility atinangu batata besa bali panganda tamwalolela atibese balete soti nango bese bashite tomato kyonze fie kano fetulolele icheche lelango kwebati mufwile mwaba abakuyipela ukubomba bwino bwino muli project twalamba.
Meanwhile, Futurepreneur Zambia Executive Director Martin Kambamba Mlinga encouraged the elevation of women in society. Mr. Mlinga has urged an end to gender stereotypes, especially in development. And Care for Nature Programs Officer Valerie Mlinga Matete has called for women to engage in productive ventures such as gardening.
It's not only benefiting the women, it's also benefiting the men.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has expressed concern over serious irregularities in the ongoing procurement of biometric voter registration equipment and software for next year's scheduled general elections. Speaking in a statement, TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says, as outlined in an investigative report published in the MUST, two companies, Miru Systems with a concerning global record and Starlab, of which very little is known, have advanced to the final stage of the tender under questionable circumstances. Mr. Nyambe further says investigations have